17:38. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since your pretty ass, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. I'm 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. In love with my baby, baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby. Cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since your pretty ass, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be coming up, watch out for them bands though. We just set it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope, and you know backwards what I'm going.
What is up, everybody? It's your boy. I'm back. It's been a long time since I've been on the air. What's going on? Came back with a hardcore topic. Hardcore topic. The name of the topic says it all. Anyway, I'm going to do some housekeeping real quick. Since it's been a long time, the call-in number is 347-327-9036. If you want to call in and, I don't know, argue with me, complain about what I'm saying, whatever, it don't matter. So, anyways, the name of the show is How Black Women Try to Destroy Black Men Who Don't Want Them. Let me explain, like I always do, so eloquently. What I mean by that is simple. If you are a black man, and let's say in like in my own case, I'll use myself because I don't like to put others out. If you date white women, for some reason, if you try to go back, like say if you want to switch back to dating black women, and you walk up to one, do you like, and you say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Can I get your number? Blah, blah, blah. They try to treat you like trash. You know, you a broke ass nigga. You ain't tall enough. You gay. You this. And they make sure that it's a bunch of folks around so they could try to make you look as bad as possible. And I don't think it's exclusive to black women. I just think that they do it more than other women. If a white woman not interested in you, she'll tell you she's not interested in going about her business. And if you keep bothering her, then you'll probably go to jail. That's how they usually operate. Other ones like, hey, all Mexican women, they just ignore you, especially if you're black. If they don't want to talk to you, they just don't talk to you. You know, black women are the only ones that got to put on a show, make a scene. They got to call their girlfriend and get their girlfriend involved. Ooh, girl, this nigga just tried to talk to me, this broke ass, da, da, da. You know, it's on and on. But that's just the gist of the show. Another part of the show I want to talk about is something that I looked up. I did research on, and I mean a lot of research. Last 3 days, I've been going over maybe 50, 60 different websites trying to get information. And the information was about one thing. Why are so many black women single? And I narrowed it a list. It was about 50 things, but some of them overlapped, and basically it was the same thing being described in a different way. So I narrowed the list down, and I'm going to give you the list. Some of them I'm going to explain them. Some of them you pretty much know what they mean. The very first one, the number one thing that men, and I mean black and white men, found together was a reason why they did not like black women, is that they're too aggressive. And what I mean by too aggressive is, or what they mean by too aggressive is, go on YouTube. How many girl fight videos do you see sisters on there beating the shit out of somebody or each other, or ganging up on some white girl or somebody, ganging people, beating the shit out of each other, pulling each other's hair out, going off, just doing all kind of crazy shit? How many times you see them going heads up with a man, knuckled up with a dude? How many times you see them hitting men, and then when they get hit back, they call the police? How many? I mean, it's not something that's just made up. It's not a coincidence. It's an actual thing that happens in daily life, especially in black neighborhoods, but in black society as a whole. The number two thing that men say that they dislike about black women, they act like men. What do I mean again? Well, let's see. Tattoos all up and down their body, up and down their arms and legs. Walking around talking and acting like thugs with their pants sagging, they hats turned back. Fighting niggas. Gangs of them walking around beating the shit out of folks, pulling guns, going off in restaurants, doing all the stuff that most of the time is associated with men with too much testosterone. Number three, they're loud. We all know what I say loud, what I mean. The ooh, girl, da-da-da-da-da crap. And before anybody says, well, your mama black or your sister black, yeah, I know. And they fit a lot of the stuff on this list too. And if they're listening, I'm sorry, but it's true. My older sister is one of the loudest black females I know. She hollers at everybody. Even when she's being nice, she's got her voice raised. I'll use a phone call the other day. She called me the other day and asked me what I was doing and asked me if I was sick because I've been sick the last few days. And she asked me if I needed some antibiotics, and she gave them to my homeboy to bring to me. The whole conversation sounded like she had a megaphone up to her phone. She was hollering through the phone. Do you need some antibiotics? Da, da, da. And even though she was being nice, she was loud. So loud doesn't necessarily mean she's being evil. It just means they're loud women. They have to make a spectacle of themselves. Number four, gold diggers. Can't be disputed. Cannot be disputed. Every black man on earth knows for a fact that a black woman, the first thing she do is try to find out what you got in your pocket, what you drive, what kind of shoes you wear, and what you gonna do for her. Off the rip. And we all know it. Ain't no point in trying to pretend like this is a made-up fact. This is one of the truest ones on this list. Every single black woman in my existence that I have ever tried to talk to had their hand stuck out before I even knew their last name. Buy me this, buy me that. Give me this, give me that. Or as my mom used to say, give me, lend me, send me. Give me this, lend me this, send me that. And they want you to go through all of that before you can even get the panties. Number five, they always looking for Mr. Right. What do I mean by that? Well, it's a new trend growing out there. Black women will say, if you're not at least 6'2" or 6'3", if you don't have at least a five-figure income or six-figure income, if you don't drive at least a Lexus, then I ain't talking to you. It's a lot of good men out there who drive a nice car, maybe 5'11", got a good job, but they don't meet the level that most black women are looking for. And the funny thing is, most of the black women who are looking for that type of man, they ain't even good enough for that type of man. How you want a man that make $100,000 a year when you're not a $100,000 a year woman? You ghetto trash, but you want a man that's worth 10 times more than you. Doesn't make sense, does it? And usually it's females who got a bunch of kids and they want a baby daddy. Number six. Now this one right here, this one is up in the air. It's not sweeping across the board, but it's pretty damn close. Number six is obese and ugly. Obese, yes. Over 80% of the black female population are overweight. They're fat girls. And most of them are ugly. I'm not even going to pretend. Now, there are some really hot ones. There are some really, really cute ones, some really skinny ones. But we're talking majorities here. We're talking percentages. The majority of them are ugly. That's why whenever you go on Facebook or Twitter or Moco Space or whatever space you go on, you ever notice the girl, the fat girls, the fat black girls, they always take a picture of their ass. And they always got that picture where they turn to the side and their stomach sucked in, or they always take a close up of their face because they don't want you to see how big they are. And black men are partly responsible for this because instead of telling them to get their ass in the gym, we tell them they fine because they got a big ass. Okay, yeah, she got a big stomach too, but because she got a big ass, these thirsty ass niggas keep telling them how fine they are, so they never try to lose the weight. I'm sorry, it's something wrong when your stomach is holding your titties up. And then they wear these tight ass skimpy clothes no matter how fat they are because niggas keep telling them how fine they are. So black men everywhere, this is a you problem, not a black woman problem. I'm gonna call that what it is. Number seven. By the way, this whole list is also reasons why they destroy black men's lives too. All these things contribute to the destroying of a good black man. These are all the things that a lot of black men right now are putting up with their girlfriend or their woman right now. So I'm not just putting out a random list. There are niggas right now, hardworking Joes, who have girlfriends who fit everything or most of the things on this list, and them niggas having to live with that shit because they too afraid to step outside of themselves and talk to better looking, higher level females because they scared of hearing the word no. And that's another thing I'm gonna talk about. Niggas, quit being scared to hear the word no. That's the worst thing a girl can do to you. So what? I mean, I understand if you walk up and get her number and she shoots your ass. That's one thing. But if a girl just says she's not interested, it ain't gonna fucking kill you. Stop dating these fat, ugly girls because you're too scared to talk to pretty ones. Anyway, number seven, kids and baby daddy. I thought this one would be higher on the list. I was wrong. Kids and baby daddy, and we all know what that means. Baby kids, and then that nigga who keep coming around, starting trouble. Can get pussy from your old lady anytime he want. We all know who that nigga is. Tyrone, whoever the fuck you want to call him. You with a girl, she got kids, and she always on the phone with her baby daddy, always going somewhere with that nigga. He always at her house. That's because he fucking, and we all know it. And that's the number seven thing that motherfuckers don't want to be bothered with. And the surveys that I read, most of the guys who responded were black men, because white men just simply are not attracted to black women at all, unless you want to go on a porn site and then they banging those chicks. But just regular black women, white men, I'm sorry, they got the pick of the litter. They can talk to anything they want, so they don't have to talk to black women, and most of them don't. Number eight, white girls have asses and are prettier. Yeah. Back in the 80s and 90s, white girls were flat. They didn't have titties. They didn't have big asses. They just looked just average. Nowadays, white girls are banging. They got big old juicy ghetto asses too. And they got pretty faces and real hair. And they don't have the bad attitudes or the ghetto bougie shit going on. So it makes them a lot more attractive. If you got a rattlesnake over here with sharp fangs and a rattlesnake over here with no fangs, you're going to talk to the one with no fangs. I mean, if you got a kitty cat or if you got two of them, if one of them has claws and it's ripping up your furniture, you want the one that doesn't have claws and it's not ripping up your furniture. See what I'm saying? Makes sense. And that's pretty much what's going on. That's why you see a lot of brothers switching over to, I guess you could call it the white side. Because white girls, they fine and they got big old booties, and most of them have jobs and money. You know? Number nine, too ghetto. This I can't totally blame on black women because most of them live in ghetto ass sections of whatever town or city they in, and they just fitting in pretty much. Because when a black woman gets out of that neighborhood and get successful, they don't act like the other ones. That is 100% not their own thing. That's just a being, what I call being a product of your environment. I believe people get more civilized when they're around more civilized people. I myself am a testament to that because I used to run the streets, go to jail, get in trouble, all that stuff. After I got out, I got more educated than I was. Start working, being a productive member of society, and I start gravitating away from that stuff that I used to do. And eventually, I stopped fucking with anybody and anything that had anything to do with my old lifestyle. So the too ghetto thing is something that can be simply changed by a woman moving out of a bad neighborhood and changing her environment and scenery. But that one also can be applied to men. There are a lot of men are too ghetto, so I don't think that one should have even been on there, but it's just one of the highest ranking ones. This one was a biggie. That's why I put it at number 10, so I wouldn't forget it. Not open to new sex acts. Let me unpack this one. It has been said by anybody who has a dick that white girls are freaks. They'll do anything in the bed. If you go on a porn site right now, white girls are doing any and everything that has the word sex attached to it. Pissing, you can piss on them, shit on them, beat them, choke them. 200 dudes could line up and nut in them and slap the shit out of them and nut on their face, all that shit. Black women, they're gonna lay on their back and put their legs up. And you better get your nut before they get theirs, because once they get theirs, the first thing you're gonna hear is hurry up. Now, that's not all of them, but a majority of them. Once they get theirs, hurry up. I'm gonna pause my list right now. I got a caller just called in, so let me see what my caller got to say, and then I'll get back to my list. Oh, I guess they hung up. Maybe they'll call back. Hey, caller, if you hear me, call back. Okay. Anyways, back to what I was saying. I've been on both sides of this fence. I've dated black women, white women. Hell, I've even dated Koreans. I've dated Hispanic women. I dated a chick from Brazil when I lived in Florida. And I'm going to tell you, on the sex scale, black women can fuck, but if you fucking in their way. And what I mean is, it's certain shit you can and can't do, period. Number one, don't touch the hair or it's over with. You might as well get up and put on your clothes. Don't mess the hair up. Don't even touch it. Number one, it ain't theirs. And number two, it took somebody all fucking day to get it like that. So don't mess with it. Let's see. Number one, another thing is you pretty much got to have a porn star dick because a lot of them they got pretty open pussies because they had a bunch of kids. I'm just gonna call it like I see it. I can't do it any other way. So you gotta have a pretty big dick to get some of these girls off because all these kids they having, some of them can't even feel it. We call it getting drowned. Just real shit. Then some of them got these big old supersized asses so big you can't even get to the pussy because the ass so big. That's just I done been there. A bunch of niggas have too, whether they admit it or not is up to them. That's part of the reason why they like fucking doggy style. Cause they know you can't hit it like you want to. Cause they ass in the way. They ain't stupid. They know exactly what they doing. Anyways, number 11. This right here ties into the show big time. They like to put black men down. How many times have you sat around and listened to a black woman talk bad about their man with other people while their man is not around? That nigga ain't shit. That nigga this, that nigga that. That nigga got a little dick. He can't fuck. He on the down low. He did it up. But as soon as a nigga walk in the room, she kissing and hugging on him. Hey, baby, how's your day? We all done seen it. My homeboy in the room with me right now. Bro, have we seen it? We were just discussing this earlier today. They love that shit. You the worst, most worthless piece of shit on earth when you're not around. As soon as you come in the room, they love you. But as soon as you leave again, girl, I can't stand that nigga. I need to find me something new and improved. They love putting us down. The number one phrase that I hear when black women talk about black men, broke ass nigga. How do you know how much money I got? Unless you been rummaging around in my pockets or in my chest of drawer. What do you know? You basing it on what I'm driving or what my shoes are? You don't know. I might like the kind of shoes I got on. Not every nigga has to wear Jordans to prove he got money. Me and my bro had this discussion. We think paying $250 for a pair of shoes is fucking stupid when there's so many other things you could do with that $250. I love Michael Jordan and his shoes. Don't get me wrong, but that nigga done got crazy with his prices. $250, $350, $400 for a pair of kicks? Dude, my car note is $500 for two cars. So why would I spend that for one pair of shoes? Broke ass niggas. The next one is little dick nigga. How you know? You ain't even gonna let me fuck. So how you know what size my dick is? Every black man within the sound of my voice done heard it. Broke ass nigga, little dick nigga. We done all heard them phrases. You won't give me no pussy, but you run around telling everybody I got a little bitty dick. How do you know? Here's number three. I made that nigga eat my pussy and didn't even give him none. And survey says, My bro back there smiling because he know I ain't lying. He know I ain't lying. I made that nigga, and they don't say that the nigga offered to lick they pussy or that the nigga just done it. No, they made him do it. Like you got on a fucking chain and a collar, and she just pushing your face down there. I made that nigga eat my pussy. They love saying that shit. Number four, that nigga on the DL. I think that nigga fucking punks. He doing them sissies behind my back. You know I ain't wrong. This is real talk right here on my show. Still got a little bit of time left. That number again is 347-327-9036. My caller who called in, I guess they just said screw it or whatever. They called and like hung up almost immediately. So maybe I pissed them off. Don't care. That's the nature of the business. But anyways, like I said, that's their number one deal. Putting niggas down. They gotta try to make a nigga feel as bad as possible. Beat a nigga down. They try to control the relationship. They try to wear the pants in the relationship. And you have to physically knock them down. You have to physically knock them down. I looked at this video the other day on YouTube. This girl hit four of these black chicks that I'm talking about with a car. And she punched it, hit four of them. Don't you know these hoes got up? Did none of them spend no time in the hospital? Because they not human. I don't know what they are. But a regular person would have fucking laid there in pain. But they so amped up and so pissed off, such bad attitudes. That they just literally got up off the ground like they didn't even just get hit by a car. The car was destroyed. Most of y'all probably seen the video. The hood of the car was dented up and the windshield was smashed, but the girls got up off the ground because that's what happens when you take your car and you ram it into hippos. My bro back here laughing at me, my choice of words. Anyways, putting niggas down, that's number 11. Number 12, no prospects. What do I mean by no prospects? It means they ain't got shit to offer you when you in the relationship, except they ass. They have no job, no house, no car. They might have a project they getting from the government and a check every month. And a child support check, but prospects are something that you work for, that you earn, not something that's given to you by the government. So when I say they have no prospects, that's what I mean. In a relationship, two people together prosper by taking care of each other, paying bills, blah, 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 blah. Forgive me. If only one person is putting in and the other one just accepting, and not putting anything out other than the ass, then the prospects of that relationship go down dramatically. How many people done broke up with a chick simply because you just got tired of spending money, and all you was getting out of it is ass? You know, men, we like to act hard, like all we want is pussy, but we want to be cared about. We want our woman to care about us. And black women typically don't give a fuck about their man. Because they say it out of their own mouth most of the time. Fuck that nigga. Look at the dude who just went to jail a couple weeks ago. His woman, you know, she playing the oh, I love you, baby bullshit. Let me tell you what she done to him. This nigga had a warrant on him. She said, I'm finna go to the store. You wanna know where she went? This bitch went to the FBI and the fucking police that was waiting outside the building where they live. To get her $20,000 reward and handed them the key to her apartment and told them what room he was in. Then went to court and we found out in court that she got an extra $40,000 if he was convicted, if he was found guilty. Because Black women will choose money over they nigga any fucking day. I can't tell you how many black females I done fucked who had a boyfriend because I had more money than that nigga or a nicer car. And I'm pretty sure the same thing happened to me when I did mess with black chicks. I guarantee you it happened to me. My boy B, he can tell you he done fucked plenty of hoes that had boyfriends. All you gotta flash is that green. Black women are addicted to money, which goes right into number 13. They broke. They all the time broke. I'm gonna put my own black female relatives in this. They all broke. My mom, my sisters, my cousins, my aunties, all of them are broke. But they black queens, and we supposed to treat them like queens. Well, queens usually have money. Queen Elizabeth is rich. So how come our queens are broke? I don't believe in this black queen bullshit that people are spreading. Black men spread it more than anybody. Oh, my black queen. They are not queens. If this was a chessboard, they'd be pawns. The queen is the most powerful piece on a chessboard, so they would be pawns. They're always broke. And when they get some money, they go spend it on stupid shit, and then they broke again. And they always blame it on that baby daddy, that punk ass nigga. Duh, 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 duh. How about blaming it on your inability to spend money in the proper fashion? I saw a chick on Twitter talking about, and I'm gonna put it in her words the way she wrote it. I can't wait to get my child support check so I can buy me some loud and get blowed. Now, I don't even talk like that. That's not how I talk. So that right there should give you an idea of what I'm trying to say. That's what she posted on the front of her face on her Twitter page. Now, if I was a DHS worker or something and I read that, I'm going to take her kids. Oh, and she had a picture of her son with his hands duct taped behind his back while she was whooping him with a switch. So she gets my vote as worst mother of the year. She was fat, black, with weave, ghetto, broke, pretty much my whole list. But that kid was not the only kid suffering from this. This new generation of black women, this is where my mom and other moms, my mom's age, get excluded. My mom's a real woman. Now, she do a lot of fucked up shit, but she can cook, clean, work. She raised all her kids. We all grown ups. These women now today, girl, you better find you a nigga to buy you this, or you better find you a nigga with some rims. My mom believed in hard work, worked herself to the bone. These girls nowadays, these black women nowadays, they could give two shits about working. All the traditional values that moms like mine had, that shit is over with. Who got the biggest rims? Who's smoking the most loud? That's what they care about now. That's the reason why the opening song for my show was Trap Queen, because that's exactly what he talking about. If you listen to the words of that song, he talking about stepping up in a club, finding one with a big ass, smoking some loud with her, and then fucking her. That's the perfect song for this. It's exactly why that was my opening theme for the night. Also, the trap queen part, because black women trap your ass in a relationship you don't want to be in. And a lot of times they use number 15 that's coming up. I'm not going to skip 14. Number 15 is what they use to trap niggas into a relationship. But on to number 14, they fuck around too much. What do I mean by fuck around? It's simple. You got six kids and four baby daddies. How you get four baby daddies if you only fucking your boyfriend? And survey says again, brother. There go that the traditional smile that he gives me when he does not concede the point, but he does understand the point. How do you have six kids and four baby daddies if the only person that's dicking you is your man? Well, as my brother just adequately put it, a hoe. Now, I'm not saying only black women do this. White women are sleazy sluts too. They have a reputation for being easy and fuck anybody and anything. I'm simply saying this. You don't see a lot of single white girls with four, five, 12 kids. Most of the time, when you see a white girl with five kids, they still got some country ass redneck boyfriend or husband with them. I go out all the time, and every time I see a white woman with a bunch of kids, she always has that scruffy, ugly looking redneck dude with her helping take care of them. I seen a woman about 400 pounds of the day, six kids, and she still had this skinny white boy with her. They stick with they women, even if they fat and ugly, they stick with them. That's another thing, black men. We've decided that black women are so hard to deal with, we will leave our kids and everything and get the fuck gone. These, I give them country white boys credit, them redneck boys, they stick it out with them women. Even if they the ugliest, fattest, countryest, nastiest looking girls you ever seen, them white boys will hang in there. Am I lying, bro? They stay in there with that nastiness. I seen a woman that chewing tobacco. It's the nastiest thing. It's nasty when guys do it, but to see a woman doing it, and this dude was right there by her side. So, black men, we might have to reevaluate. Not me personally. I fuck white girls and Chinese and Japanese girls. Those are my only three. I'm not touching anything else for the rest of my life. If I can't fuck a white girl, I'm going Japanese. If I can't get Japanese, I'm going Chinese. Other than that, I don't want nothing else. So all the twerking videos and shit on Facebook, that has no effect on me. That shit don't even get my dick hard because I'm not interested in them anyway. And since white girls do twerking videos now too, black girls need to find something new to do on there with their ass. Maybe cover it up and go get a job. Anyways, fucking around. Number 14. And like I said at the beginning of the show, all of this stuff on this list goes into why black men have worse lives after they're done with these women. You ever seen a dude how broke down and tore up their life is after they get out of a relationship with a black woman? Them niggas usually broke. No money, no job, no car, nowhere to live. They staying with their mama or their sister. And it's always after coming out of a relationship with a black woman. Well, I'm going to say always. I'm going to say 90-10 or 80-20. Most of the time, you come out worse for wear because of all the stuff that I'm reading off. Number 15. This one right here, people going to think probably should have been in the top 10. I'll use myself again because I like using myself to make points. That way, it's more believable. The last time that I fucked a black woman was 18 years ago. I'm not going to say her name because I don't give people names on here. But I'll just say that this year, I finally paid off my 18 years of child support. I'm done with it. Finally, after 18 years of horseshit, getting put in jail, losing jobs, getting arrested for false assault reports, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I was extradited from Florida to Tennessee for something I never did. I even had time cards proving I was at work during the time that it happened, and they still arrested me. I lost my job, lost everything. This woman and her mom kept going down to the sheriff's office filing fake warrants on me because I did not want to be with her. I did not want anything to do with her or her kid. Yes, I helped make the kid, but I have a right to not want to be bothered if I don't want to be. I was giving her money. I was doing everything a man's supposed to do. The shit got crazy. I dipped out and I was paying my child support like I was supposed to. And every other week I was in jail for assault or stalking or some shit I never did. Because this is what black women do. They cannot just get the damn child support check and leave you be. They gotta try to beat up your new girlfriend. They gotta try to bust your car windows. They gotta go to your mama house and start shit with your mama. They gotta fight with your sisters. They gotta fuck with your best friend. They gotta do every fucking thing they can do to keep trying to ruin your life over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now this happened to me, one child with this chick, one, and 18 years of hell. Now, the white chick that I got kids with, not only did she leave me the fuck alone, she gave me custody of my kids. They in the other room right now playing on their computer. There's the difference. 18 years of putting me in jail and costing me money and trying to injure me versus a couple of years of, hey, look, I don't want no hard feelings. Can you take your kids? Because of right now, I can't take care of them. Okay, let's look at that stupid TV show, Basketball Wives. All those black women on there dogging out all these basketball players, but all these bitches are rich because of those basketball players. You notice there ain't no white wives on there? There's some white basketball players in the NBA. You notice ain't none of them on there dishing dirt on their husbands, talking about their husbands' dicks, talking about what their husband got. You don't know, you don't see it on there because white women don't act like that. Now, I'm not saying that white women are the best. Personally, I'm an Asian guy. I like Asians. I mean, if I could get an Asian woman, I would dump the white girl I'm with right now. And if she's listening, she know this. I've already said this to her face. We already know this. If I find the Asian woman that I want, I'm out. And she got her preferences of, there's a certain guy out there. If she find him, she probably going to dip on my ass. We have that understanding. I'm just simply saying, the child support thing, that's the number one weapon of a pissed off black woman. Number one. What's the first thing they say to you whenever they, when you decide you don't want to be with their ass no more and it's a kid involved? What's the magic words you hear, broski? See you at the child support office, motherfucker. I'm going to take all your shit. I want your car, your clothes, your mama's clothes. I want it all. And the judge over there going to agree with her and put your ass in jail and take your driver's license if you don't fucking pay. I had my driver's license taken 3 times. So I'm just saying child support really should have been higher on the list as far as I'm concerned, but I made the list based on an average of things that men were saying. The last thing, which I frankly could care less about, I think it's fucking stupid that it even made the list, but the last thing on the list is fake hair. That's weird. Number 16, and it's 16 minutes left on the show. That's awesome. I have to give myself a round of applause. Fake hair. Listen, fellas, and I'm saying this to black men. This, check this out. There's 2 reasons why black women wear all this long-ass blonde hair. One, because they know that black men like white women. And two, because a lot of black women want to be white women. They want what white women got. White women got the best of everything because they have every race of man on earth trying to fuck them. Black women do not have that. They have black men trying to get in their pants sometimes. They don't have white men. They don't have Hispanics. They don't have Asians. They don't have Cambodians. They don't have anything except black men trying to fuck them. White women, if you got a dick, you're trying to fuck a white woman, especially if she a fucking fine one. Go on any porn site and check out some gangbang porn. Every race of man that you can find is in those gangbangs fucking a white woman. But when it's a gangbang of a black chick, it's all niggas. And maybe one white boy. Because nobody wants to fuck black women. They want to fuck white women. And that's part of the reason why black women keep buying this hair and putting it on. And this is why they done started wearing shit they never used to wear. I see black girls in the mall shopping at Abercrombie and American Eagle, those are white people stores. I'm just gonna call it what it is. Bone, you don't walk past some stores, all the perfume coming out the door that make you cough. You can't even fucking go past there because they spray so much of that shit in there. Banana Republic, them white people's clothes. Them white folks' clothes. I mean, come on. But they done start wearing that shit. That's what they do now. Because they want to make themselves more appealing to what they think black men want. It is no secret that black men desire white women. It's no secret. A lot of us just simply are too scared to say it, or we're too scared to try to talk to one of them. A lot of us are curious. Hey, I ain't never fucked a white girl before. I wonder what it's like. Blah, 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 blah. All you got to do is just simply try. Hey, you're kind of cute. Can I get your number? Oh, man, she said no. So fucking what, nigga? Talk to the next one. This show today is to tell black men out there, even if you love your sisters and the black women and all this and that, this list is a list created by black men, what they think. This list is a list of stuff that black men are saying about black women every single day. I actually looked up another list. I wanted to know, what were the percentages of single people? Okay. White men and white women, over 50% of the ones in America, I'm not talking all over the world, just America, are single. Black men, over 60% are single. Black women, 86% are single. Over 76% have never been married. Get my drift? There is a reason why the level is so, it jumps so much when you get to black women. There is a reason. Now, I'm sure somebody can put together a list of why black men ain't shit. I could put together a show tomorrow why white women ain't shit. I could put together a show why Asian women ain't shit. But it's going to be harder to find the research to back these things up. Because every black man I know, if you could get your hands on a really fine Asian chick with a booty, you would do it in a heartbeat. If you got a sister on one side and Lucy Liu standing there, who the fuck you going to pick? Even if Lucy Liu wasn't a fucking actor, wasn't famous, who you truly gonna fuck? Which one of them is prettier? The only way you gonna choose the black chick if they on Beyonce, Rihanna level. Them are the two finest black women I've ever seen. Beyonce and Rihanna. That's it. Somebody said today on Facebook, Serena Williams is fine and she got a stallion booty. She got a stallion booty. They got a picture of her on there bending over. She got one of the fattest asses I ever seen. But Serena Williams and her sister Venus are ugly. They are ugly. They have fucked up faces and big booties. And that's where black men are fucking up. Because as long as they got a big ass, we don't give a fuck how they face look. Every day when I go out, every day, I see niggas, and and this is some no homo shit, so I'm wanting to say that because my homeboy here, no homo. It's some good looking dudes out there with some really ugly ass fat girls. It's niggas out there who could do a lot better walking around with fat, ugly trolls because they got a big booty. That all you want from your woman? A big ass? What about a job and a car? Doing something with herself. How about one that ain't got 12 kids? How about one that ain't got four baby daddies? That sound good to you? That be something you'd be interested in? When the last time a black man out there, any of you, when the last time any of you have walked up to a black chick, try to get her number, and when you get the number, you want to go out somewhere, she can't go because she can't find a babysitter. It ain't no coincidence. She can't find a babysitter because she was too busy on her back making a bunch of kids. We all know it's true. Hey, baby, you want to go somewhere tonight? I can't find a babysitter. The really bad ones just leave the kids at home by themselves. I can't tell you how many times I done went to see a chick, knock on the door, her kids answer. Where your mom at? She over at so-and-so house. Black women, y'all need to get a hold of yourselves. My homeboy was telling me, I ain't gonna mention no names. He was telling me about a chick. He banged her, the motherfucking baby laying right there across the room watching. Because these chicks don't care. That's that other nigga's baby. You can go ahead and hit the pussy. The baby won't mind. I done fucked a chick with her baby laying in the crib across the room. Because they don't give a fuck. Black women are a cheap source of ass because one thing is clear. If you got enough money, you can fuck any black chick you come into contact with. Any one of them. I don't give a fuck how much they think they are, how much the shit they think they are. Every black woman has a price, and usually it's pretty goddamn cheap. Oh, I would get a call at the very tail end of the show. Let me see who this is. You on caller, what's up?
Greetings. Listen, I just tuned in and I'm hearing your show. And I want to give you a news flash. I think that folks in the black community, everybody should do what they can to survive in this North American culture because basically the black man is dead. We're not going to make it another 60 years. So you beating up on the black woman is not going to help anything. The black man is dead. He has no power. He can do nothing. So it's no wonder the woman is falling down right behind him. I just want to let you know that.
Well, can I make a small retort? Well, she hung up. Well, anyway, caller, if you're still listening, I'll make a retort to what you just said. I'm a black man. I'm making good money. I'm powerful. I do what I want, when I want, go where I want. Nobody tells me what to do. Black women always use the excuse of the black man being dead. Well, check this out. You want to know why the black man is dead? Because women, black women, are putting niggas in jail for child support. There are more men in jail for child support than for weed. White women, they don't lock niggas up like black women do. Black women have locked up more people for child support and spousal abuse than anybody else on this planet. Three out of every five inmates in a county jail are in there for something related to a black woman. How many niggas are laying in the ground right now over a black woman? And I'm not running down black women, caller. I'm simply relaying to everyone a list of things that black men across this country are saying about black women. I'm glad you called in. And like I said, that's what this show is for. Have no beef with you calling in and saying what you had to say. I'm an open forum. Next time, don't hang up when it's my turn to talk because that's another thing that black women do. Y'all always have to get the last word. So you'll say what you want to say, then you'll hang up. If you were as a real black woman or a strong black woman, as y'all like to say, you would have stayed on the line and let me speak my piece back to you. That's what we do. It's called civilized conversation. Something else that should have made this list that black women are incapable of. But I'll give you a little bit of credit. Your point is accurate. There are a lot of black men who ain't doing shit but sitting on their ass playing PlayStation. Totally agree. But you know what's funny? All I see is women taking care of these broke ass niggas. Me and my boy talk about it every day. We see women with nice ass cars and some money driving around broke ass niggas in their cars. Y'all taking care of these niggas, so why would they work? I guarantee you, you didn't even say your name, caller. I guarantee you got some broke ass nigga you taking care of. I guarantee you do. Because if you didn't, you would have stayed on the line and we could have had a verbal jousting for a few minutes. Not only am I a strong black man, I'm an educated one, and I got money. I can go right now and blow money on anything I want because I know I still got money coming in. So not all of us are what you said. There are a lot of us who just don't care. True. But I'm one of the ones that's not scared to tell it like it is. But you have to keep in perspective, this list is a list made up of black men across America. Different states, different cities, different time zones. They all collaborated together and gave percentages of the reasons why they dislike black women or why they are having a hard time in a relationship with a black woman. Don't call my show and try to heap that woe is me bullshit on my show, lady. And next time, give your name and stay on the line. You get a lot more respect that way. Anyways, man, I done spit my load. I'm done. I'll be back maybe tomorrow. Who fucking knows? I enjoyed the show because guess what? I'm gonna keep it real like this always and forever. This your boy D, and I'm finna sign up out of here.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. I'm 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she worked the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. In like a high with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. To my stove, showed her how to whip it, now she remix it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be coming up, watch out for them bands though. We just set it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the fan pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let. Smoking dope and you know backwards what I roll. Remy boy, Fetty, eating shit up, that's for sure. I run in your house, then I fuck your hoe. But Remy boys are nothing, Remy boys are nothing. And I get high with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get ride with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. To my stove, showed her how to whip it, now she remix it for low. She my track queen. Like